children could hardly walk fast enough to school the next morning. They wanted to tell everybody, proudly to describe their doll's house before the school bell rang.
"I'll tell them," said Isabel, "because I'm the eldest, and you two can join in after. But I'm going to tell first."
There was nothing to answer. Isabel was always right, and Lottie and Keziah knew this. So they walked along the road to school and said nothing.
"And then I'll choose who's going to come and see it first. Mother said I could bring someone."
Their mother had told them that they could ask the girls from school to come and look at the doll's house while it stood outside. The girls could come two at a time. They could not stay for tea or come into the house, though. But they could stand quietly outside while Isabel pointed to all the beautiful things in the doll's house, and Lottie and Keziah looked pleased. But even though they hurried to school, the bell was ringing as they arrived at the gate. They didn't have time to tell the others about the doll's house, after all. But Isabel looked very important and whispered behind her hand to the girls near her.
"Got something to tell you at playtime."
Playtime came, and the girls surrounded Isabel. The girls in her class nearly fought to put their arms around her, to walk away with her, to be her special friend. Isabel stood under the trees, and the little girls pressed up close. And the only two who stayed outside the group were the little Kelvies. But they were always on the outside. They knew better than to come anywhere near the Burnells. The fact was, the school was not really the kind of school that the Burnells wanted their children to go to. But it was the only school for miles. So all the children in the neighbourhood, rich and poor, went there. But the Kelvies were different from all the rest. Many of the parents, including the Burnells, even told their children that they must not speak to the Kelvies. And so the other girls, led by the Burnells, walked past the Kelvies with their noses in the air. Even the teacher had a special voice for the Kelvies and a special smile for the other children when Lil Kelvy brought her a bunch of sad-looking flowers. The Kelvies were the daughters of a hard-working little woman who went from house to house washing people's clothes. This was awful enough. But where was Mr. Kelvy? Nobody knew for certain. But everybody said he was in prison. Very nice friends for other people's children. And their appearance! People said that they couldn't understand why Mrs. Kelvy dressed her children in such strange clothes. The truth was that the people Mrs. Kelvy worked for sometimes gave her old things that they did not need. She used these things to dress her children. Lil Kelvy, the older girl, for instance, came to school in a skirt made from the Burnells' old green table cover and a blouse made from the Logans' old red curtains. Her hat used to belong to Miss Lecky, who worked in the post office. Lil really looked very funny. It was impossible not to laugh at her. And her little sister, Else, wore a long white dress and a pair of little boys' boots. But Else looked strange all the time. She was small and thin, with very short hair and enormous eyes. Nobody had ever seen her smile, and she rarely spoke. She spent her life holding on to Lil, a piece of Lil's skirt held tight in her hand. Where Lil went, Else followed. Now, they stood on the edge of the group of girls. You couldn't stop them listening. When the little girls turned round and looked at them coldly, Lil, as usual, gave her silly smile. But Else only looked. And Isabel's voice, very proud, continued telling. The girls were excited when they heard about the carpet and the beds with real covers and the cooker with an oven door. When she had finished, Keziah said,
"You've forgotten the lamp, Isabel."
"Oh, yes," said Isabel. "And there's a little lamp, all made of yellow glass, that stands on the dining room table. It looks just like a real one."
"The lamp's best of all," cried Keziah.
She thought Isabel wasn't telling the girls enough about the little lamp. But nobody was listening to her, because now Isabel was choosing two girls to come back with them after school and look at the doll's house. She chose Emmy Cole and Lena Logan. But when the others knew that they were all going to have a chance to see the doll's house, they were very, very nice to Isabel. One by one, they put their arms around Isabel's waist and walked away with her. They had something to whisper to her, a secret.
"Isabel's my friend."
Only the little Kelvies moved away, forgotten. There was nothing more for them to hear.